Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. It's just going to be me today. Well, the topics are pretty good. I think that people are going to like the topics. We're going to talk about the LSU tight end depth chart, which is not really deep right now. It's very scary going into camp with really two true tight ends and two flex tight ends. One's a true freshman, Jack Besh. We'll talk about that. And then we'll talk about LSU baseball, how the bullpen is going to be strong. I think this new coach is incredible getting talent immediately, and looks like he's a transfer king as head coaches around the country. But I think LSU is doing a great job in baseball getting recruits, even though the draft, you know, took a couple of big major pitchers from their recruiting class. It's still going to be okay for LSU. And we're also going to talk about West Ouachita High School. I want to give some love to West Ouachita, not West Monroe, but West Ouachita. It's one of the programs up in North Louisiana outside of Monroe that, you know, they don't get a lot of attention or a lot of, focus from people, but I'm going to do that today. I'm going to promote their new coach, Mike Rainwater. He'll be his first year at West Ouachita this year. We're going to talk about their players and how they got some really good players. Pretty good players at West Ouachita, man. They're the Chiefs. That's their mascot, the Chiefs. We're going to go ahead and mention some sponsors before we get into our topics. I want to thank John Harvey Toyota for being our first sponsor to come on board about a year and a half ago. If you're looking for a used car, Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, also pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Be sure to check them out if you need a new car or a used car. And also Treads and Care, locally owned since 1971, owned by Devin Holly. They've got a new location on Hooper Road and Park Place Drive in Baton Rouge. That's right. It's a beautiful store. You got to check it out if you live off of Hooper Road. If you're in Baker, Zachary, Clinton, or Baton Rouge, or Central, you got to go to Treads and Care Tire Company. The number to call is 331-8144. That's 331-8144. They also have brakes, tires, any tire that you would want to have on your vehicle, oil changes, alignments, air conditioning repair, tire lights. They also have pickup and delivery. It's Treads and Care Tire Company. And also, Medin's Collision Center. What a great company. Owned by Chris Medin, Dominica Medin, and they're in Baton Rouge on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 5275 Kincaid Avenue. Man, if you need your car painted or any car repairs for their, any dents on your car or truck, you got to take it to Medin's Collision Center. They're family-owned since the 1960s. Again, the number 357-7983. Incredible family. Family-owned, great people. That's what I want to do business with is a family-owned company. Treads and Care is family-owned. Also, John Harvey Toyota. All of these are family-owned companies that love football. They love supporting high school football, college football. Let's go ahead and go on to our first topic, and that's LSU tight ends. Well, LSU's Eric Gilbert left the team basically during the season this past year and went back to Georgia. Now he's playing for the Georgia Bulldogs. That's tough. That's going to be tough to see that guy play for Georgia and catch 50, 60 passes. It's going to be tough to watch. He was, you know, billed as the greatest tight end ever at LSU, yada, yada. And he'll probably be a first-round pick. He's not going to wear the purple and gold this year. That was one problem that happened. Then LSU lost potentially. Hopefully this kid comes back. Sometimes they come back. But supposedly Jalen Sheed, who's a true freshman tight end out of Olive Branch, Mississippi, a great high school, by the way, left school, you know, left and was supposedly homesick after one day of camp. Practice didn't even start yet. So you're down two tight ends. You didn't sign another tight end. You did sign a kid who's a receiver who's really a flex tight end, meaning he's a receiver that can block but not really a big guy. So now the team only has two big guys that can block, Nick Stortz, Cole Taylor. And they're not super huge guys. I mean, Nick Stortz is about 260. Cole Taylor's now probably 250, 255, but he's 6'7". He's kind of still of a lean build, a little heavier. But you don't have that third tight end that can block on the line. You've got a couple of flex tight ends, Devontae Lee from A-Meet, that's, you know, ready to just blow it up, I think, as a receiver. And the same with Jack Besh. So if you have one injury to your big tight ends, then you have one tight end on the team over 220 pounds. That's not good. So that means you got to borrow a player from another position if there's one injury this year, which there's always going to be an injury at a position. So if Nick Stortz goes down or Cole Taylor goes down, then you're going to have to move an offensive lineman to tight end or D lineman to tight end, and you don't really have a ton of them. I mean, you've got maybe you got to convince a guy on D-line because that's where you have the depth just to come in and block. It's not glorious, okay? It's just blocking. So that's going to be unique for LSU. Now, Alabama last year had depth problems, but they had 17 D-linemen to rotate on the O-line and use as blocking tight ends. And they were four deep on their O-line, and they could borrow a couple O-linemen. LSU's not as deep. Camp is yet to start, and they're already down two kids from the depth chart, from the two deep. Dare Rosenthal left to Kentucky, and now Jalen Sheed, who was going to be relied on, maybe even special teams. Here's a kid, too, that would have played maybe DN down the road if they would have got more depth in the upcoming recruiting class. So Jack Mashburn's going to be counted on more now, the walk-on tight end from St. Paul's. But, again, he's not a big blocking tight end. He's a flex tight end. He's about 6'3", about 220. Again, not a big blocking tight end. Maybe on the edge, but not inside to block on run plays. There's no – if you go two tight end sets, you only have two guys on the team, Nick Stortz and Cole Taylor. And, again, if one gets hurt, it's going to be really tough for LSU. It's going to really be tough. They're going to have to really change things up a little bit when they go to that power aisle on third down and three, third two, third and one, because they don't have the fullback involved like they used to, too. So it's going to be unique and see how they borrow somebody or put someone at tight end that's a big body. So I don't know. Maybe it'll be Moffitt. Maybe Moffitt will go to maybe he'll be that guy that can come up and have a great year. You know, Moffitt's been hurt the last year. He missed last season with a knee injury, Tommy Moffitt's son. He's got the body probably in that 250 range, maybe 245, that could maybe block a little bit on the line. This might be his chance, his opportunity, and there's no one else. So you can look around, look left, look right, as they say, look behind you. There's no one else. So maybe this will be the – and it'll be an opportunity for Moffitt to come in as a senior – as a redshirt senior and be a blocker and be involved, even if Stortz doesn't get hurt or Cole Taylor. Because, look, they're evolving. They're not pro blockers right now. Cole's just coming off a true freshman year of weighing 235 pounds, and then Stortz is coming off of not playing football for 4 years. We're going to go take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about LSU baseball and the arms that Coach Johnson's bringing in, who just got hired from Arizona. I'm super impressed. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkine, your host. This segment, we're going to talk about LSU baseball and the pitchers that are coming in under Coach Jay Johnson, the new head coach at LSU. And in the next segment, we're going to talk about West Ouachita High School football. That's right, West Ouachita High School football up around the Monroe area. LSU baseball, one thing that they've lacked the last couple of years was a great closer. You know, I think Fontenot is a really good player, but not a dominant closer, a good closer. You know, if you took the top 30 closers in the country, he'd probably be like in the bottom half. And he's going to get a chance to start this year, get a chance to at least be maybe a middle reliever, which is probably where he needs to be, a setup guy, or be a second closer. But there's two pitchers brought in by Coach Johnson. They got a chance to be two of the best in the country, and they're proven. Riley Cooper, who's transferred from Arizona to join his coach, Jay Johnson. I watched Riley Cooper in the regionals. This kid is phenomenal with location, and he's about 91 to 93 miles per hour throwing it, and he's a lefty. He's about 6'2", 6'3", about 260 pounds. He's a former football player in high school. He's a tough guy. Went 3-0 on the season. I saw him shut down a couple of teams in the regional, you know, as a closer. I was really impressed. He was only a true freshman this past year for Arizona. So LSU's getting Riley Cooper to come in, and you got a very proven closer to come in. And also, you got a freshman from Colorado who really spurned the draft. He could have been a third to fifth round pick in Kel Lansville from Colorado. He's about 5'11", about 170, but he throws about 91 to 93. He'll probably be 94 when he gets to LSU, maybe 95. He could be a closer. And actually, he's going to compete to be a starter. But what I like about Coach Jay Johnson at LSU, and he said something the other day that I thought was really smart. He said, I don't really want to define saying, here are my three starters, meaning nothing's set. Maybe I have six starters. Maybe it's a revolving door and I have seven starters. Whoever's hot is going to start, meaning this is not in concrete. And he doesn't like to define stuff, and I love that. And so it might be to where there's nothing defined until, you know, SEC play starts, which I think's smart. Don't say this guy won the job, you know, before the season. Just say, look, you know, you got to go out there and win a game before you won the job. You know, you got to win a few games. I like that attitude. I love this new hire with Coach Johnson. I really do. And this junior college, well, this kid from San Francisco College that sat out that had Tommy John that's now pitching summer league ball, Eric Reiseman, he's throwing 96 to 97 miles per hour. Here's another guy who can be a closer. He's not going to be a starter because he's a guy that only really has a couple of pitches, but he can throw 96 to 97. He can hit 98 miles per hour. But if you want a fastball guy to come in late in the game, maybe one inning, it's this new kid, Eric Reiseman. I mean, he's going to be, you know, a one-year guy. He's an older guy. He had Tommy John surgery, didn't play last year. This year he's in the summer leagues. And he's throwing, I mean, almost 98 miles per hour on the fastball. But I really love the pitchers that are coming back for LSU, obviously. But the bullpen, the closers, that's what's been getting LSU the last couple of years is finishing games and holding on to, you know, 3-2 leads or 5-4 leads or 6-5 leads or blowing 8 runs in one inning against Ole Miss this past year. So, I mean, the closers, to have multiple guys that can close out and have a little more depth at pitcher, I'm impressed. I'm super impressed on what Coach Johnson's doing in such a short time to get some quality proven arms on campus. Really, 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 really excited about Garrett Edwards and the other pitchers coming back to LSU, Mikael Hilliard and Fontenot and all the other guys that pitched this past year that got a chance to be really good. Javon Coleman's got a chance to be special. From Texas, you know, we saw what he could do against Oregon. He was phenomenal pitching against Oregon in the Super Regional. Javon Coleman was a true freshman this year for LSU, a kid that was homeschooled out of Houston, Texas. And I also love how they got the catcher position strong now. Milazzo's a great guy throwing people out. He needs to learn how to hit better, and I think he will. But Blaze Priester coming to LSU, one of the top catchers in the country, right out of Baton Rouge, right out of Live Oak High School. Here's a guy who played football for 3 years. I watched him in football. He was great in football. Tough kid. I like his toughness, and he's got a great arm, and he can hit. He's about 6'5", about 210. They list him 6'2", but he's more on the 6'5", 6'1", than 6'2". I'd say his true height's a little over 6 foot. But he's a great athlete. He can hit for power. He can hit doubles and singles. He's a good hitting catcher with a good arm. And obviously, because he was going to go, they thought he would go in the first 10 rounds of the draft, but it didn't happen, which is good for LSU. And they already picked up a catcher from Sanford who's from Slidell High School, McManus, who's got a chance to be a great player. He's a great hitter with power. So the two weaknesses this past year, two of them, catcher and closers, have been answered, I believe, which could mean the difference of about five or six more wins, which means could mean the difference of being a champion in the SEC or getting to Omaha. They've already answered hitting. I mean, Jacob Berry's coming in from Arizona, you know, to be with the talent that's already here with, you know, Dugas and Dylan Cruz. So, I mean, they've got the hitters. And it's just going to be interesting to see how the top seven or eight pitchers are going to be, or the top 10 pitchers out of the 16 pitchers that you carry on a roster. But I like what they're doing. I love the coaching staff that came in, too, for LSU baseball. Look, we're going to take a break when we come back. We're going to talk about West Ouachita High School. That's right, West Ouachita High School out in the Monroe area. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. You know, we just got through talking about the LSU baseball team, and I want to mention one more name before we talk about West Ouachita High School. Don't forget the name Josh Stevenson. And you're going to say, who is Josh Stevenson? Josh Stevenson is an outfielder that signed with LSU in this past recruiting class. He didn't get drafted. I saw him playing football. He missed his senior year in football with an injury. He's 6'1", about 210, 205. They list him 175 on the internet. It's wrong. He's about 205, about 6'1". He's the brother of Andrew Stevenson, who's with the Nationals in the major leagues. Josh is a phenomenal athlete. And here's a guy to keep an eye on that could be a phenomenal impact for LSU in the outfield as a fourth outfielder, maybe third base, maybe DH, but he's a great player. And no one's talking about him, which I think is great for LSU's coaching staff and Jay Johnson. But just remember the name Josh Stevenson from St. Thomas More High School in Lafayette, Louisiana, 6'1", about 205. Probably get his weight down about 200 come baseball season. Will be a true freshman and a phenomenal player. He's not being mentioned, but I'm telling you, he's got a chance to be one of the greater players in this class. It reminds me a lot of Mikey Matuk as far as his mentality of toughness. And he's just a big guy who's strong and competes, and he can hit. He's going to be a great player at LSU. Let's go ahead and talk about West Ouachita High School in Monroe. They have a new coach this year in Mike Rainwater. Mike was on the coaching staff last year as an assistant coach. In West Ouachita, they're called the Chiefs. They're not that far from West Monroe or Ouachita and all these other schools in Monroe. They're got a beautiful stadium. I've been there a few times for games. They've got some good players. This year they've got two quarterbacks competing, Mason Cobb and Seth Clampett. Two very athletic players that are going to battle it out all year. They got another kid named Sam Ozark, who's a quarterback. They're all about 5'10", 5'11". They got a great running back coming back who's a senior, Cole Nolan. Man, this guy's tough. He's 5'10", about 190, ran for close to 900 yards last year for West Ouachita. They also got a guy named Mike Hall, a running back receiver, a guy named Hudson Shepherd at receiver. And I love the offensive line. I love this guy. His name is Thomas Wink. What a name. Thomas Wink, W-I-N-K, 6'4", about 300, man. He's played center, guard, and tackle. I think he's a big-time D1 sleeper. They also, the old line's got a kid named Caden Tolbert. He's got a chance to be very good. Don Barry, a tackle. Hunter Hudgens, a guard. And another center named Kevin Sims. And their defense has got a chance to be decent. They're going to be young on defense, but they're led by Jackson Walker, who had some tackles, man. He's a tackling machine at linebacker. He's going to be a senior. Only about 5'9", about 200 pounds, but, man, he's tough. And then there's Michael Nolan, who's a D tackle. And there's some other guys, Raylan Hoffler, a linebacker, free safety. There's Christian Willis, a linebacker. He had 12.5 tackles behind the line last year. Jalen Holland, a safety. He's got a chance to be special. Houston Moore, a defensive end, D tackle. A D lineman named Chase Jinks. He's got a chance to be really good. And Peyton Frere, a linebacker, long snapper. And I like this guy, kicker's name, Joe Pelto, who's the kicker. But, you know, 9 starters coming back for the team, 9 overall. But this is a program that's always got enough talent to do some damage. They're always under the radar. And last year they went 3-3. They missed the playoffs. But you know what? They're a team to look for this year. They've got a lot. Nobody thinks they're going to do anything. That's the best position to be in. You got a new coach in Mike Rainwater who's been on the staff. Got a bunch of tough kids that are going to go out there and compete, and I think they got a chance to surprise a lot of people and maybe get in the playoffs somehow, you know, with a full season. But I really like it, this team. Again, no one's ranking this team to do anything, but I really think this team has the potential to come together. You know, these young teams that are hungry, I've talked to a few of these guys. So remember the name West Ouachita High School in Monroe this year. They're going to grind. They're going to grind out some wins. They're going to win games they're not supposed to. And they're going to compete. They always compete. I hope you enjoyed the show today. Be sure to go to our magazine, LAFootballMagazine.com. We're actually going to have all these kids in the magazine. If you're a parent listening, you want to pre-order a copy. We're going to have a North magazine and a South magazine and a digital copy. Go to LAFootballMagazine.com. That's LAFootballMagazine.com. To pre-order a copy, we'll have the magazine out actually in late August, early September. We're working on it right now. Actually, I'm going to write West Ouachita today and several other schools. We're finishing the magazine up. We're about to go to the printer in about a week, and we'll get it back, like I said, late August. And people that have pre-ordered will be getting them out late August, early September. But you don't want to miss this magazine. It's our 25th anniversary. Louisiana Football Magazine. Go to LAFootballMagazine.com. Hope you enjoyed the show today. And on Wednesday, we have head coach Jess Curtis from Manny High School and one of the top recruits in the country for 2023, Hackett Curtis, his nephew, who is phenomenal. I had a chance to interview them in Natchitoches in person. And I'm going to tell you something, very impressed with Hackett. This kid's going to be one of the best safeties, linebackers to ever come out of North Louisiana or Manny High School. And I know Jess is proud of him. We talked about the Manny team a little bit. Really a great interview. It was close to an hour. People enjoy Wednesday's show. You want to make sure you listen to Jess Curtis on Wednesday from Manny. And Tackett Curtis, his nephew, Tackett Curtis, is one of the great 2023 class guys in the country. He's one of the top 100 recruits in the country, and I think he'll be in the top 50 or better by the time we roll around this time next year. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.